Ever heard anybody call that a wardrobe?
Yeah, wardrobe. Uh-huh.
You mentioned, what was it, chiffonier?
Yeah.
And dresser.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any piece of furniture that was just all drawers and no mirror?
Well, right off real, I don't remember. I remember some that came in later on, mm-hmm. kind of like a table with dresser with drawers in it. Mm-hmm. But back originally, they nearly all had a mirror on it.
Well, did they have anything like a chest of drawers?
Yeah. Well, only my recalling of chest of drawers is quite a bit later in life. And then they became quite common. It seemed like every home had, in various rooms, chest of drawers.
Well, you know, when you made up your bed, the last thing that you would put on the bed, what did they call that?
Bedspread.
Do you remember any other names for it?
I have to ask wife.
Can you remember hearing anybody call it the counterpin?
No, I don't remember ever hearing it.
It's usually spelled counterpane, but they usually pronounce it counterpin. Hmm.
No, I remember that. In German they call it Bettdu.
A what?
Bettdu. Hmm. Du is a cover,
mm-hmm.
bed cover.
What about something like a pillow on a bed, but usually bigger?
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. I don't even know what they call them.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember if it was something like bolster? Did you ever hear that? Not sure about that. Okay. Did the Germans have a particular name for pillow?
Kopfkissen.
What now?
Kopfkissen.
Hmm.
Head pillow.
Head pillow.
Well, it's the one you put a pillow.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Did you have fireplaces in the house?
Oh yeah. Yeah. They call them chimneys instead of fireplace.
I see.
But to me, chimney is the part that goes up and outside, and the fireplace is on the inside. But all the old homes that I know had fireplaces, and they were either built out of native rock or brick. And well, without that, I guess we would have froze to death.
Talking about the fireplace and all, did you usually have a something inside the fireplace where you could lay the logs across it, you know?
We didn't, but some of them did have. And I know you want me to say what they were called, but right now I can't think of it. They were usually metal, pretty heavy metal, mm-hmm. kind of like a little bench or something, tripod or something, not a tripod, but a four-legged pod, some kind.
Did people ever call them andirons?
Andirons, now you got it, yeah. Mm-hmm. We never had any. What my folks did, they laid a pretty nice piece of wood and put the rest of them this way, you know. Mm-hmm. They'd give it suction and air under it.
Some people have told me that they've heard them called, besides andirons, dog irons or fire dogs?
You know, since you mentioned, it seemed like I've heard that too, but I can't recall where I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Dog irons.